Auld Langeril.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Oh, we're going out the same way we came in. Don't matter who you know or where you've been. Makes no difference who you are, Skid Row Joe or superstar. You're going out the same way you came in. We are born into this world without a thing, and we leave it just as naked as we came. Came and drive a coupe de ville on a mansion on the hill. Don't mean nothing when St. Peter calls your name. Oh, you're going out the same way you came in. Someone will load a fire next to kin. Some will weep and some will moan. Some will spit upon your stone. But you're going out the same way you came in. Oh, they'll lay you out in all your fancy clothes. Then they'll figure out just who and what you own. Then the lawyers lay in their nest, and your kinfolk gets the rest. But you can't take it with you when you go. Oh, you're going out the same way you came in. Makes no difference who you know or where you've been. Makes no difference who you are, Skid Row Joe or superstar. You're going out the same way you came in. Oh, you're going out the same way you came in. Makes no difference who you know or where you've been. It's no difference who you are, Skid Row Joe or superstar. You're going out the same way you came in. Yeah, you're going out the same way you came in.
Said farewell to dear old dad and kissed my mother goodbye. Then turned away before they'd see the tears form in my eyes. Along the winding leafy lane where in childhood we would play, with heartache and old memories I sadly made my way. So many folks have left their homes through strife and poverty. Yet somehow we could struggle by, just mother, dad and me. But things went wrong between me and the girl I called my own. I left Castlelaney, my old people and my home. I visualized the hedgerows on the road I used to go. I see the town of Blaney and the lakes of Lochmacknow. Around the old Hope Castle where so often I would roam, I dream of Castle Blaney, my old people and my home. The harbour lights are fading as I leave this foreign shore, and I watch the dark horizon that I mean to see no more. To the land that holds Castle Blaney, my old people and my home.
The songs of Boxcar Willie, how they take me back again to my childhood days in Blaney, when I saw my first steam train. She was standing at the station with her smokestack black and tall. Then she left for Enniskillen, heading on to Donegal. Now the first time that I rode this train, oh how my poor heart bled. I was just another emigrant on my way to Holyhead. I was leaving home that morning to seek fortune and fame. So I left Castle Blaney on the GNR steam train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time, as I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train. Carried freight and livestock from factories and from fairs. She also took the pilgrims to Lough-Derg to say the prayers. Going to an Ulster final, she was really loaded down as she steamed away through Ballybay to the game of Clones Town. Now Taylor's Tunnel is no more and the footbridge is now gone. There's a row of red brick houses where the railway gates once swung. There are many men in Blaney who wish they were kids again. You could flirt in court and lose your heart on the GNR steam train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time, as I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train. And on her final journey she was shunted to the side. The people mourned her passing like a dear friend who had died. I saw big men broken hearted, their tears that fell like rain, when they said goodbye forever to the GNR steam train. So Boxcar, blow your whistle and imitate your train. GNR or Western Union, to me they're both the same. They are now a part of history, but the memories remain. How I'd like to stop and listen to the whistle of a train. Listen to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train.
Ah, sorry, I was crying myself three in a row there for legendary Big Tom. A very good afternoon to you for an overcast Monday in this part of the world. I hope you're well. Hopefully all going good for today. Irish Radio is on this Monday afternoon. It's a video game day. It's Be a Kid Again Day. International Town Criers Day. Math 2 Day. Blueberry Day. Chocolate with Almonds Day. Freezer Pop Day. Ice Cream Sunday Day, even though it's a Monday. Catherine Day, it's also Love Your Skin Day, why not? Also Scud Day. There you go, just some of the things that it is for today. Hope you're well, hope you're all going good. Cool.
There's a session in the corner and everybody's yelling out for more. They're dancing on the tables, they're singing and they're swinging round the floor. When the lights go down in this old town, the fiddle seems to play a sweeter tune. Let the whiskey pour and lock the doors, heaven knows we won't be leaving soon.
They played us the famous Galway show. And then we headed north, way up towards the hills of Donegal. From Bantry Bay to Derrykay, down through Sweet Fermanagh to Rome. Before you pack it up, give us one more, give us one more for the road. Upon us, the barman shouting out, it's time to go. There's an old man in the corner on a high stool that he's turned into a throne. In here he's the king, in the morning light he's waking up alone. To him we'll raise a glass, give him one more, give him one more for the road. Is all we want. One more tune, one more tune, one more tune is all we want. One more tune, one more tune, one more tune is all we want. One more tune, one more tune, one more tune. Give me one more, give me one more, give me one more. I don't wanna leave, I don't wanna go.
Ah, there we go. Cole, give me one more for the road. Afternoon to you. Today in 2024 years ago, the latest Harry Potter book was released, and for the first time a Harry Potter book is released simultaneously on both sides of the Atlantic. This is the fourth book in the Harry Potter series, and the initial run is over 5 million books, with many booksellers opened at midnight for devoted followers to get their copy. Today, back in 1889, the Wall Street Journal is first published by Dow Jones and Company, created by Charles Dow, Edward Jones and Charles Bergstresser. The original journal featured stock and bond prices in the New York Stock Exchange, but now covers US and international business and financial news and issues, with a worldwide daily circulation of more than 2 million. Just some of these that happened from today back in the day.
Here we go again.
Hi, Gerard O'Brien here from All Things Country. Please join me for a very special Thursday night on July the 25th from 7 until 10 p.m. with my special guest, Tomas Jackman. Tomas will be here singing live in the studio, and we'll be having a great chat as well for the night. So join me, please, for this very special night, live on Facebook, live on irishradio.org, for this night of all nights, Thursday, July the 25th, 7 until 10 p.m. with the great Tomas Jackman.
Want me any other way?
I spent 3 months on the highway.
Hi everybody, Melissa Hamilton here, and you're with Jerry Byrne on Irish Radio. Hi everybody, Melissa Hamilton here, and you're tuned to Irish Radio.
I asked him, how'd you end up in this one horse town? He said I was here. detour sign made me exit, so I got breakfast down at Jim's Cafe. Maria poured my coffee, flashed a smile and asked my name. I spent 3 months on the highway. Life sure turned a dime, but it sure worked out right.
Got all the lists, released by Melissa Hamilton, and that is The Detour. Don't forget, vote for your favourite three songs. All you do is click on the link on the website, click on the link on my Facebook page, Irish Radio Facebook page, J.R. Bryan's Facebook page, and vote for your favourite three songs. We do the charts every Sunday at 11. Today, back in 1932, a French submarine sank while doing testing manoeuvres in Cherbourg Harbour. There were bad conditions. It sank to a depth of 130 feet. Poor conditions due to tide and strong winds or hampering attempts to locate the submarine. And it's thought unlikely any survivors will be found. And that's just some of the things that happened from today back in the day. Great one, this. Golden Memory, Noel Cassidy. Song is called Memories.
I was raised on a farm that was humble and small. As a boy, I would roam where the grass grew so tall. Through the green fields and hedgerows, I'd walk at my will. That cool sense of freedom just gave me a thrill. My mother and father to us were so kind. They raised all our family through many hard times, on food from the farm and a whole lot of love, and a good strong belief in the Lord up above. And we worked in the fields, just me and my dad. 30-acre farm was all that we had. But the crops, they always grew, and we always made it through. These are the best memories that I'll ever have. But time moves along, and now we've all grown. off their lives in that little cottage I call paradise. Oh, we worked in the fields, just me and my dad. 30-acre farm was all that we had. But the crops, they always grew, and we always made it through. These are the best memories that I'll ever have. And we worked in the fields, just me and my dad. 30-acre farm was all that we had. Are the best memories that I've ever had. Oh, these are the best memories that I'll ever have.
Ah, Christ of Memories. Great song. It's written by John Farry, plus the late Noel Cassidy from County Log for there, the song Memories. Today, back in 1947, there were a number of reports of a mysterious flying disc, a spaceship landing in Roswell, New Mexico. At first, reports were denied by the US military. Then a report appeared to have stated that they had been lucky enough to obtain one of the discs, which was later denied. The debate whether an alien spacecraft actually landed in Roswell, New Mexico, still continues today, with many believing it was a government cover-up. There we go.
Hi everyone, it's Ashley Rafferty here, and you're listening to Jerry Byrne on irishradio.org.
This is Ashley, and hey, Sun's in the Bucket.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past night, when a prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming, it was only just a matter of time. Plenty opened the door. Prince pulled up a white that pickup truck, plenty holds enough. And you can't stop love, and no, you can't sense time, and you can't stop love.
Ah, that's just Christ off there. Sons of the Muck at Ashley Rafferty. Irish Radio, very good afternoon.
My grandfather's a Cornian.
Hi, it's DJ Terry here. Join me here on irishradio.org every Monday night from 8 to 10, playing all the new releases and the best of Irish country live here on irishradio.org.
Next door neighbor's farmer's daughter took on the world like the star you are. Now that you're home at last, I couldn't let this moment pass. I just want to let you know, I never wanna let you go. In between the hopping and the trotting, the thing was not forgotten. In between the chewing and the throwing, the fire was always growing. You ain't, I meant mine. The heart you know is the hand of time. Now you know how I feel. In between the jigs and the reels, our little house is by the water, trouble free and full of life. Two strong sons, a precious daughter, a husband and his loving wife. Now we have our home at last. I didn't let the moment pass. I thank the Lord, I let you know, I never ever let you go. In between the hopping and the trotting, the thing was not forgotten. In between the chewing and the throwing, the fire was always growing. You ain't, I meant mine. The heart you know is the hands of time. Now you know how I feel. In between the jigs and the reels. Hey! Between the jigs and the reels, all the hopping and the trotting, all the tuning and the throwing. In between the jigs and the reels, all the hopping and the trotting, all the tuning and the throwing. Yeah, in between the jigs and the reels.
Ah, Christ out there, Derek Ryan, together with the Kilford Nora Kayleigh Band, and they'd be doing the jigs and the reels. Very good afternoon to you. Great to have you along. Today, in 1954, the US-backed Castillo Armas takes over as leader of Guatemala from communist leader, and was considered a successful covert operation against international communism by the CIA. Just some of the things that happened from today, back in the day. Irish Radio Afternoon, good to have you along. Anne Fahey, Manchester, hope your life is good. Hi, Paul Griffin, Cleona Hagen on the way.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. county-to-county removals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089-484-0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust. www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
The Dance Company of Ireland presents the internationally acclaimed all-new show Rhythm of the Dance UK Tour 2024 from Saturday the 29th of June until Monday the 29th of July right across the UK. Amongst the locations include Stockport Plaza on the 30th of June, Liverpool on the 13th of July, the Floral Pavilion, New Brighton, the Spa Felixstowe, York, Swansea, Skegness and many more. See our website irishradio.org or rhythmofthedance.com. A fantastic show with gifted young dancers, musicians and singers. A new spectacular show celebrating Ireland's rich culture of over 1,000 years. rhythmofthedance.com.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095 and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6am to 6pm. Rye Lane, Peckham open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Hi, Ger O'Brien here from All Things Country. Please join me every Sunday afternoon from 3 until 5 for the best of Irish and country music right here on irishradio.org.
Nothing on earth that will keep me humming like a heat wave coming. I'll come running with the making that tan in the broad daylight. Every night is a Saturday night and everything's alright with the summer coming. I'm the first one standing in line for my day in the sun. I've been working till the sun don't shine. I'm taking off my hat, leave it with the boys. Get that old working monkey down up on my back. All I want's a little piece of noise. Hit the cruise control, get me back on track. Let my old Ford treat me like a Cadillac. Nothing on earth that'll keep me humming like a heat wave coming. Standing in line on my day in the sun. I've been working till the sun don't shine.
Really doesn't matter.
Ah, quite soft there. Ah, Summer's Coming. That is Cleona Hagen, brand new release from her. Irish Radio, a brand new release hot off the presses just today. Brendan McPhee from Scotland. This is his take on the classic song, Farewell Party. Of My Farewell Party, classic song. I think it was Gene Watson was the original of that one. That's Brendan McPhee, his take on the Farewell Party. Good afternoon to you. Today, back in 1960, I think there's a film made about it later on. The US pilot of a U-2 spy plane, Gary Powers, is charged with espionage in the Soviet Union. In August, he was found guilty and sentenced to 10 years in prison. 2 years later, he was exchanged for a Soviet spy, Rudolf Abel. Today, back in 1965, in England, Ronnie Biggs, one of the great train robbers, serving a 30-year jail sentence for robbery in 1963, escapes from Wandsworth Prison. Biggs went to Brazil, where authorities could not extradite him, but he came back to Britain in 2001 and was immediately taken to a top-security prison to serve the remaining 28 years of his sentence. He passed away in prison. Now, today, back in 1966, in the famous Team Masters Union in the USA, elects James R. Hoffer for the 5 years as president of the union, despite the possibility that he will be in jail before the end of his term in office. Just some things that happened from today, back in the day.
Hi, everybody. This is Stuart Miles. and you're listening to Jerry Byrne on Irish Radio.
This is his latest release, two in a row. Stuart Moyles, this is Old Carol.
Well, I was out cruising, getting late, and I was losing when I saw you walking my way. So nonchalant, I bet you get what you want, so do I, and I'm losing today. Well, your hips were swinging and your jeans were twanging, you were driving me out of my mind. On a hot afternoon when there's nothing to do, you're not the sort of thing a fella should find. So I pull on over, toss your hair up your shoulder, and you turn and you look my way. Oh, you and a daddy, you'd have skinned me alive. I said what I want to say. So being polite, said what you doing tonight. You said it just so happens I'm free. You've got all the right curves and all the right words, and that's all right about me. Oh, Carol, you got me eating my heart away. You got me counting nights and days. I'm floating on the Milky Way. Before. Oh, baby, you've opened the door. Oh, Carol, you can do it some more. Well, if you're ready for this, when we start to kiss, you said, now hold on a minute or two. Well, naturally, I knew it couldn't be me. I said, baby, what's troubling you? She said, I'm not 16, if you know what I mean. So we sat and we talked for a while. And when we finally kissed, you know, she didn't resist. And I must say, she did it in style. Counting nights and days, I'm floating on the Milky Way. Oh, Carol, nobody's done it before. Oh, baby, you've opened the door. Oh, Carol, you can do it some more. When I saw you walking my way, so nonchalant, I bet you get what you want. So do I, and I'm losing today. Oh, Carol, you got me eating my heart away. You got me counting nights and days. I'm floating on the Milky Way. Oh, Carol, nobody's done it before. Oh, baby, you've opened the door. Oh, Carol, you can do it some more.
Everybody tries to, nobody can hold her down. Freedom so kind and freedom is so gentle. Freedom is a sunny day. Freedom, what would you do if I say I love you? Freedom, would you run away? Freedom, come, freedom, go. You tell me yes and then you tell me no. Freedom never stay long. Freedom moving along. Freedom won't, freedom stay. Freedom love and then she flies away. Freedom never stay long. Freedom moving along. Freedom go, you tell me yes and then you tell me no. Freedom never stay long. Freedom moving along. Freedom won't, freedom stay. Freedom love and then she flies away. Freedom never stay long. Freedom moving along. Okay now everybody. Da da da, da da da, da 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 da.
Ah, Christ, off to a roll there. Stuart Mullins, Freedom Come, Freedom Go. Also, O'Carroll's latest release. Today, back in 1971, rioting continued in Derry in the north of Ireland, with the latest rioting increasing following the use of nail bombs by rioters. British Army using live ammunition, firing on rioters and killing two. Today, back in 1987, following a Sikh terrorist attack on the Hindu bus passengers, was left 72 dead. The Indian Army has banned public meetings, hoping to stop the backlash by Hindus on Sikhs in a city in the country. And today, back in 1996, a man wielding a machete attacked three young children aged 3 and 4 years old and four parents and staff in Wolverhampton. Just some of the things that happened from today, back in the day.
Hello, this is Jack Joe, and you're listening to Jerry Byrne on IrishRadio.org.
This is latest release. Oh, my grandfather's accordion.
My grandfather's accordion still plays them notes today. He used to play the reels of Kerry and all the Irish tunes. You'd hear the notes all ringing out as you moved from room to room. All the neighbors gathered round to listen for the night. And when he played the Galway shawl, it filled them with delight. My grandfather's accordion's full of history and pride. He played it till the early hours, which everyone admired. He'd put it down upon his knee and he would start to play. My grandfather's accordion still plays them notes today. With a hat upon his head and a pipe stuck in his mouth, he told us all great stories every time that he was out. He'd have a good one-liner, whatever the case may be, and we would all be happy to be in his company. My grandfather's accordion's full of history and pride. He played it till the early hours, which everyone admired. He put it down upon his knee and he would start to play. My grandfather's accordion still plays them notes today. With the beat of the Bowron and the fiddle in full flight, old Bob got out his box and played with all his might. The party, it would start, and the sparks flew from the ground, with the stomping of the hobnailed boots as a dancing a magic sound. My grandfather's accordion's full of history and pride. He played it till the early hours, which everyone admired. He'd put it down upon his knee and he would start to play. My grandfather's accordion still plays them notes today. My grandfather's accordion's full of history and pride. He played it till the early hours,
today.
Hey, Jack Hill, good old there, my grandfather's accordion. Today, back in 1997, following torrential rain causing rivers, including the Rhine and the Oder, to overflow, with 40% of the population from Poland and the Czech Republic experiencing flood conditions due to many of the levees failing, causing mass flooding into villages and towns in Central Europe. Just some of the things that happened from today, back in the day. Irish Radio, good afternoon to you. Hope you're well. Cracky one, Tony Allen this. And your health is your wealth. The Stick for Gizza album called Daydreams and Memories. How true it is. Jared Jernan wrote this song.
I, your health is your wealth. Now don't you forget it. These are the words my father told me. Back when I was a lad, such a long time ago. Your health is your wealth. Now I'm telling you so. It don't matter how rich with money you are, or if you drive around in a big fancy car. If you're the lord of the manor or the belle of the ball, if you haven't your health, sure you've nothing at all. I, your health is your wealth. Now don't you forget it. These are the words my father told me. Back when I was a lad, such a long time ago. Your health is your wealth, now I'm telling you so. You can have all your riches of diamonds and gold, but they don't mean nothing when the Lord takes your soul. But the one thing that will help you along every day is to stop for a moment and kneel down and pray. Ah, your health is your wealth. Now don't you forget it. These are the words my father told me. Back when I was a lad, such a long time ago. Your health is your wealth, now I'm telling you so. Ah, your health is your wealth, now don't you forget it. These are the words my father told me. Back when I was a lad, such a long time ago. Your health is your wealth, now I'm telling you so. Back when I was a lad, such a long time ago. Your health is your wealth, now I'm telling you so.
Ah, great stuff. Tony Allen there with the song called Your Health is Your Wealth. How true it is. Brand new release from Stephen Bennett from County Donegal. And this is a brand new release just out of the presses today. Rockabilly Rock.
Rockabilly, 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 rock, rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Rockabilly, 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 rock, rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock. Some people think it came from in Tennessee, then spread on out to the Lone Prairie. It's a hillbilly rock, fiddly deep, turns me inside out. Give me some rockabilly, 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 rock, rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Rockabilly, 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 rock, rockabilly, rockabilly. Hey, grab yourself a partner, lose the blues. Wear your store-bought clothes and your stomping shoes. Better head for the hills, gonna blow my fuse. Ooh, I'm gonna shout. Give me some rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Yeah, rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock.
do-si-do and the guitar man, just the old banjo. Leave the hole for the crow, the go man go, wiggle like a drop. Give me some rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Yeah, rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock. Feel this crazy beat, you gotta lose control of your two left feet. Give me my juice, turn me loose, leave me wave my arms about. Give me some rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock, rock. Yeah, rockabilly, 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 rock. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock. You know what rockabilly is all about. You know it's gonna make you sing and shout. You know you're gonna act like a crazy fool. It's cool. Rockabilly, rockabilly, rock, rock.
Christ off. Steve Abbott from Cutty Donegal. That's an old Guy Mitchell song from the 1950s. Hasn't been covered before, but good version there from Stephen Bennett. Shudman, who came to prominence on a talent show. He was picked as a runner-up back in 2017 by Louis Walsh. Speaking of new releases, don't forget John Joe O'Brien tomorrow night here on Irish Radio from 9 o'clock with a new releases show, playing all the latest releases out on the music scene. Today, back in 2007, after 42 years, direct passenger train journeys are resumed between Bangladesh and India. The train carried government officials from India for the first time since 1965, when the train link was closed after the Indo-Pakistan War began. Today, back in 2009, there were multiple cyber attacks on the US and South Korea, believed to be by North Korea or North Korean sympathisers. Just some of the things that happened from today back in the day. Seamus Moore, One for the Road. Ah, the new take on the Transit album.
Margaret Thatcher talking on TV looks so sincere, she says to me. There'll be no unemployment if you all use a bit of an incident. I was on the dole as broken boards, as I'll dig her at her work. Got a loan from a credit union man, and I bought myself a transit van.
Me next step up the ladder now, I bought myself an old fatso. Crossed the border quite legally, collected a common market subsidy. Signed all the forms on the back the pen, smuggled the cell back home again. 10 times a day I'd work this plan, myself, the cell and the transit van.
Travel sickness in the cell picked up, says I, it's time to diversify. Took all me money from the biscuit tin, fill the van to the roof with whiskey and gin. Round the south, me wares he'd sell in the public houses and hotels. There never was a guard or a customs man put his nose inside the transit van.
Festivals, flares and fairs, if the crack was good, you'd find me there. At all big matches in Croke Park, I danced to Springsteen in the dark. I fought with the tinkers in Ballinishloe, I danced in the streets around Lishtone. Mothers had their daughters warm, keep well away from the transit van.
Yip and limp and the drink played slow, we changed to carrying videos. While on the road to Ballybay, met a customs roadblock on me way. Faced the border, I got her torn, the engine roared and the tires burned. 5 patrol cars fully manned, we're in hot pursuit of the transit van.
To Trantibrus I did go, I was heading for the County Mayo. Around the corner I hit a dog, went over a ditch, landed in a bog. Sat in a bank, watched all I own, sinking in a bog hole like a stone. She was lying on the roof, the wheels still turning, stereo playing One for the Road.
Yeah, came back where I first began, no job, no money, but I've a plan.
There's a girl down in Castlebar, she can hold me future in her hand.
She doesn't look like a film star, but she's been telling me about her da.
He has no property or land,
but he has 2 sides in the transit van.
The Queen of England drove a Rolls-Royce car.
Her son Charlie drives a Jaguar.
But when the Pope came to Ireland,
like myself,
and one for the road,
we drove around in a transit van.
Beep, 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 beep.
1, 2, 3, hey!
Ah, Christ, stuff there. One for the road, Seamus, we were in the transit van. Today, back in 2012, the actor Ernest Borgin, an Oscar-winning film and television actor, passed away at the age of 95. Today, in 2013, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner was taking its first long flight from Glasgow, Scotland to Cancun in Mexico. Boeing claimed the aircraft to be the world's most efficient and was being introduced for selected flights throughout the world. The plane had been launched more than a year previously, but had been plagued with problems since. Just some of the things that happened from today back in the day. A good one, this Pat Daly, latest release from Pat from Cork, just enough to keep me hanging on.
Have me twisted round your finger. It seems that's where I belong. You know how to hold me, to thrill me and control me, just enough to keep me hanging on. Just enough to keep me hanging on. My heart is like a yo-yo on a string. I'm tied to you, right or wrong. My love keeps a-growing, while your love keeps a showing, just enough to keep me hanging on. Ooh, just enough to keep me hanging on. A love as strong as mine will make do most anything, like hiding and dreaming silly dreams. You've got me where you want me, you keep stringing me along, just enough to keep me hanging on. Ooh, just enough to keep me hanging on. Like hiding tears and heartaches and dreaming silly dreams. You've got me where you want me, you keep stringing me along, just enough to keep me hanging on. Mm-hmm. Just enough to keep me hanging on. Ooh, just enough to keep me hanging on.
Ah, just enough to keep me hanging on. Pat Daly, nice song. Did you know the hardest working muscle in your body is your heart? It pumps around 2,000 gallons of blood a day and beats more than 2.5 million times in your 70-year lifespan. Did you know it's impossible to hum when holding your nose? No, don't try it, just believe me.
Cynthia, yes, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. You're the finest looking filly that I'd ever seen. You're the onions in me burger, you're the sugar in me tea. So Cynthia, yes, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. Well, I met her in the bar room in the town of Kilchima. She was sitting at the counter knocking double vodkas back. She wore a low-cut gamze and a skirt above her knee. Says I, Cynthia, yes, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. Everybody, come on. Cynthia, yes, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. You're the finest looking filly that I did ever see. You're the onions in me burger, you're the sugar in me tea. So Cynthia, yes, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. When I asked her, what are you having? Well, you should have heard her shout, I'll have another double vodka and another pint of stout, and a bag of cheese and onion, and then I'll have a fee. Says I, Cynthia, yes, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. Cynthia, yes, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. You're the finest looking filly that I did ever see. You're the onions in me burger, you're the sugar in me tea. So Cynthia, yes, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. Well, there never was a woman that could better fill a blouse. You could see her biceps bulging when she's milking my old cows. She could shovel shade down for Ireland, I'm sure you'd all agree. So Cynthia, yes, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. Everybody, let's raise the roof. Cynthia, yes, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. You're the finest looking filly that I did ever see. You're the onions in me burger, you're the sugar in me tea. So Cynthia, yes, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. Well, we're 40 years together and we're living on me farm, and I never have to worry about how she'll keep me warm. Still wears the low-cut gamze and the skirt above her knee. Says I, Cynthia, yes, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. 2, 3, 4! Cynthia, yes, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. You're the finest looking filly that I did ever see. You're the onions in me burger, you're the sugar in me tea. So Cynthia, yes, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. So Cynthia, yes, Cynthia. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been brilliant. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, there we go. Cod Live. Cod Gallon there. Cynthia, Cynthia. Irish Radio it is. It's good to have you along. Hopefully that all is going well today. With you on MKB Independent Radio also.
Live from London on Global Irish Radio, you're listening to the voice of London Irish, Jerry Byrne, streaming live on irishradio.org and now also on globalirishradio.com.
Irish Radio with us, Cracky One, Mervyn Owens, the gallant John Joe.
In the month of November on a cold stormy day, I left my old home and the town went my way. I met with a young man on the road I did go, and he told me the news of the death of John Joe. John Joe O'Reilly has left us behind. He was called by the Lord to his faithful and kind. He brought him to heaven, a proud man to show. A true son of Breffni was a gallant John Joe. Brave man O'Reilly, proud is your name. You've reared many sons of great honor and fame, but not even the princes of long, long ago could compare with our sportsman, the gallant John Joe. He led Cavan to victory on that memorable day, in the final against Kerry in New York far away. and the next year in Crow Park, where the boys beat Mayo. Once again they were led by our gallant John Joe. His record's a proud one without blemish or stain. From he played his first football with fame, corn of fame, till he laid in his cold grave where the wildflowers grow. A true son of Breffni was a gallant John Joe. Each corner of Breffni, the sorrow and pain, such a true-hearted sportsman we'll ne'er see again. Young players may come and old players may go, but there'll never be another like a gallant John Joe. Young players may come and old players may go, but there'll never be another like a gallant John Joe.
Ah, classic song, great version over there. That's the gallant John Joe. Irish Radio, good afternoon to you. Cracking song, Conor Murray O'Donnell from Donegal and Oni's Bar.
Have you ever been to Donegal, here in the Emerald Isle? As you travel on your journey, you must stop with us a while. It's famous for its merries, as everyone will know, but you'll find no better place than Oni's in Donegal. At night you'll hear fine music, they'll dance to young and old, from waltzes to a quick step and good old rock and roll. Yeah, they're here for a good time, the music and the crack, and they'll leave this place with memories that's sure to bring you back. Oh, now take me back to Oni's Bar in the middle of Dunlow, where you'll always get a welcome hand, beer like honey flows. But a bridey take you for a dance, only if she gets a chance, the better place you'd rather be than Oni's in Dunlow. All around, they hear that country music sound, they feel the atmosphere in this home away from home. So no matter where you wander or wherever you may roam, they'll speak about the Rosses and Oni's in Dunlow. Yeah, now take me back to Oni's Bar in the middle of Dunlow, where you'll always get a welcome hand, beer like honey flow. And a bridey take you for a dance, only if she gets a chance, a better place you'd rather be than Oni's in Dunlow. Yeah, now take me back to Oni's Bar in the middle of Dunlow, where your loves get a welcome and a beer like honey flow. And a bridey take you for a dance, only if she gets a chance, a better place you'd rather be and Oni's in Dunlow. Oh, no better place you'd rather be than Oni's in Dunlow.
Up you play it!
Right, so I'm all about Oni's Bar in Dunlow and Donegal. Conor O'Donnell, cracky one. Do you know that the skin is the body's largest organ? When you think about it, did you know if you put all of adults' human blood vessels laid out end to end, it would be about 100,000 miles, could encircle the earth four times. Did you know, according to research, the human nose can distinguish at least a trillion different odours? Now that is a lot, and fahy just for you. Ah, the late Tom Healy. That's version to my children. I'm Irish.
When I was a young man, I kissed my sweet mother goodbye. As I held my dear father close, bold was tried not to cry. When I turned at the crossroads to wave them one last fond farewell, I vowed that someday I'd return to my own native dell. With youthful ambition, I set forth to make a new life. Fell in love with a city girl who was to become my dear wife. I worked night and day in this land far away from my home. But this land where I worked and I lived was never my home. Wise is the man who has wealth without money or gold. High is the price of success when it finds you alone. To those early years I found love and contentment, it's true. My love for my family brought more wealth than money could do. Yet deep in my heart, there still lives a sense of regret. The promise I made at the crossroads I'll never forget. When their mother died, I raised our three children with care. But as they grow older, we seem to have less time to share. When I talked of memories, they spoke of what they could see. Till we grew apart and us four became one and three. Wise is the man who has wealth without money or gold. And high is the price of success when it finds you alone. The price that I paid for my wealth is a sorrow to me. My children have accents not heard by the bank. One day I'll go back, but I know that I'll go on my own. To my children I'm Irish, but they think of this place as home. La 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 la.
Ah, Craig, it's all the late Tom Healy. To my children, I'm Irish. Lovely one, Anne Fahy, good to have you along. Hopefully life in Manchester is going well today. Don't forget, on the way at 8 tonight, it's DJ Terry, some great music from him. Great one, Sean McGee, Ballyconnell Fair.
Two brothers, bold named Pat and Mick, who lived near Derrylin. They had a darling springing cow that they called Mary Jane. But hay was scarce and cash was scarce and both their suits spread bare. But Mary Jane, she had to go to Ballyconnell Fair. Morning of the fair arrived with shock and fog and mist. Him rowling down the hills of Doon, you couldn't see your fist. Says Pat to Mick, you walk in front and I'll bring up the rear. With Mary Jane between
Tina spoke to Ballyconnell Fair. Gortarine and Mary Jane, she played an awful trick. She slipped into a side road there unknowns to Pat and Mick. She ate a feed from Drum's Haystack and then she made her lair, while Pat and Mick they welted on to Ballyconnell Fair. Green at 8:30, approaching to delight. The fog had lifted all at once, the drovers hove in sight. Says Pat to Mick, where's Mary Jane? I can't see her nowhere. By the holy Christ, it's me who drove to Ballyconnell Fair. They got rest their souls and still the story's told. Around the fires of Derrylin, enjoyed by young and old. And children at swim go to bed and dashing up the stairs. Was the Pat throw Mick or Mick throw Pat to Ballyconnell Fair?
Christ off there, Ballyconnell Fair, Sean McGee, latest release from him. Afternoon to you, hope you're well, hope you're all going good. Did you know the longest fingernails in the world ever were 42 feet in total? They belong to an American, Diana Armstrong, recognised as the new record holder in March of 2022. The previous record was held by American Lee Redmond with fingernails of over 28 feet in total. Truly astounding stuff. Cracky one, Phil Wilde. Lovely, lovely version of the song. It's just released, Seven Spanish Angels.
He looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home. She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me, I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home. valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne, and seven Spanish angels took another angel home. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
Ah, Christoph, lovely, lovely song. And that is Phil Wilde, Seven Spanish Angels. Irish Radio, it's very good to have you along. I do hope you're well. That sound is Sean Connery. Original song's opened, Once the Roses Fade and the Candles
and
Burn Out.
You see the children lost inside a storm, while mother's voice, the cause of their concerns. Another child has lost dear life, another family shattered, and each time we just lay our flowers and watch our candles burn. Why, Lord, must we lose our precious children while we sing your hymn of praise? How great thou art! It's been a long time since we've heard the rolling thunder, and lately there's just lightning in our hearts. I'm praying that you'll send a sign from heaven as we're drowning here beneath the sea of doubt. Please, Lord, give our children their tomorrows. Once the roses fade and the candles burn out, people should remember all across this world that every child is sacred when they're born. Always share with them your love and cherish their existence. And from the dark of helplessness, embrace a brand new dawn. Why, Lord, must we lose our precious children while we sing your hymn of praise? How great thou art! It's been a long time since we've heard the rolling thunder, and lately there's just lightning in our hearts. Send a sign from heaven as we're drowning here beneath the sea of doubt. Please, Lord, give our children their tomorrows. Once the roses fade and the candles burn out.
lately. There's just lightning in our hearts. I'm praying that you'll send a sign from heaven as we're drowning here beneath the sea of doubt.
Ah, lovely, lovely song. Great one. That's The Roses Fade and the Candles Burn Out. Sample composition there from Sean Connery. On the way just after 3, David Marks. On the way at 5, it's Conor Corbett. On the way at 8 tonight, DJ Terry.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089-484-0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com. The Dance Company of Ireland presents the internationally acclaimed all-new show Rhythm of the Dance UK Tour 2024 from Saturday the 29th of June until Monday the 29th of July right across the UK. Amongst the locations include Stockport Plaza on the 13th of June, Liverpool on the 13th of July, the Floral Pavilion, New Brighton, the Spa Felixstowe, York, Swansea, Skegness and many more. See our website irishradio.org or rhythmofthedance.com. A fantastic show with gifted young dancers, musicians and singers. A new spectacular show celebrating Ireland's rich culture of over 1,000 years. rhythmofthedance.com.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
I was just wishing I could go fishing forever.
Hi, Gerard O'Brien here from All Things Country. Please join me for any of my 4 shows every week. Sunday afternoon between 3 and 5, Tuesday night between 9 and 11 p.m., Wednesday night from 10 until midnight, or Thursday evening from 7 until 10. All live shows, all playing great country music. So join me, Ger O'Brien, for All Things Country, right here from irishradio.org.
A regular lady dazzler is me, Oscar.
Well, me father often told me when I was just a lad, a sailor's life is very hard, the food is always bad. But now I've joined the Navy, I'm aboard a man of war, and now I've found a sailor ain't a sailor anymore. Don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast, and if you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Just get your civvies ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore. Mess. He says we had it soft. It wasn't like then in his day when we were up aloft. We like a bunks and sleeping bags, but what's a hammock for? A swinging from the deckhead or lying on the floor. Don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast, and if you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Just get your civvies ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore. An engine, the first went up and down, and then with more technology, the engine went around. We know our steam and diesels, but what's a main yard for? A stoker ain't the stoker with a shovel anymore. Don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast, and if you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Just get your civvies ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't a sailor, ain't a sailor anymore. A beer a day and that's your bleeding lot, and now we've got an extra one because they stopped the tot. So we put on our civvy clothes and find a pub ashore. A sailor's just a sailor, just like he was before. Don't haul on the rope, don't climb up the mast, and if you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Just get your civvies ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't the sailor, ain't the sailor anymore. Climb up the mast, and if you see a sailing ship, it might be your last. Just get your civvies ready for another run ashore. A sailor ain't the sailor, ain't the sailor anymore. A sailor ain't the sailor, ain't the sailor anymore.
Hey, Craig, so Patrick Feeney there, the last shanty. Irish Radio, Tom Allen to your Dallas. Good to have you along listening in County Westmeath. Hopefully that life is good in Westmeath today. Did you know that the dog actually ate John Steinbeck's homework? Quite literally. The author's pup chewed up an early version of the book of Mice and Men. He said he was pretty mad, but the poor fellow may have been acting critically, he said. There you go. John Steinbeck, the writer of Mice and Men. Wouldn't you just be mortified anyhow? Ah, memories.
Hey, lad, do you remember when McDonough used to have the marquees?
Four big paws holding up a tin, lad.
Sure, I was a teenager in 1968. I had long jaggy hair and the crack, it was great. I wore a flary trousers and great big platform shoes.
And the Vietnam War was always in the news. Everything was changing, everything was new. Throw out all the old stuff was the end. Do. The girls wore black mascara all around their eyes, and they wore micro mini skirts way up to their thighs.
Oh, I was a teenager in 1968. I had long jaggy hair and the crack, it was great. I wore a flary trousers and great big platform shoes.
And the Vietnam War was always in the news. Everyone was working, everybody had job. It wasn't very fancy, but it was a few hour bomb. They'd put up a great big tent, they'd call it the Marquee, and we would travel miles, our favourite show bands for to see. A Big Tom sang Gentle Mother, he was big, round and fast. A Dickie Rock sang Georgie Porgy, and he was like a lass. A Joe Dolan and the Drifters, now they played everywhere, and we were all just young lads and we didn't have the care.
Oh, I was a teenager in 1968. I had long jaggy hair and the crack, it was great. I wore a flary trousers and red big platform shoes.
And the Vietnam War was always in the news. Now teenagers of the 90s, no matter what they say, your parents look so perfect, but there were devils in their day. Your father had a mini car, no room to court at all. He often got a better court up against a wall. Your mother wore a mini skirt a miles above her knee. She had no inhibition, she was young, slim and free. So the next time that you stay out late and your parent shouts at you, tell him Richie and Johnny told you a thing or two.
Oh, I was a teenager in 1968. I had long jaggy hair and the crack, it was great. I wore a flary trousers and great big platform shoes.
And the Vietnam War was always in the news.
Ah, Christ, of father memories. If you're of that vintage, you'll remember 68. What a year. Irish Radio, great to have you along. Hopefully you're well. Hopefully all going good. Did you know the original title of Jane Austen's book, Pride and Prejudice, was actually First Impressions? Mary Shelley, the author of Frankenstein, she actually wrote Frankenstein when she was 18. It was during a ghost story competition while staying in Switzerland with her lover Percy Shelley and Lord Bryson. 18, wow. I got the group Rudy Boolia. Their take on Heather on the Hill.
She's as warm as amber whiskey, as funny as a heather on the hill. When I was a young boy, my mother said to me, go find yourself a pretty girl, don't take her love for free. From the fields of Aberfeldy to the shores of Lochmarie, I know that she's the only one for me. Oh, my love said to me, will you meet me by the sea? Underneath the misty moon, she is stunning, she is pretty, she's as warm as amber whiskey, as funny as a heather on the hill. She was dancing by the fire as a fiddler played a tune. She wrapped her arms around me and she asked, are you my groom? A dram of amber whiskey and a twinkle in her eye. We danced beneath the Caledonia sky. Oh, my love said to me, will you meet me by the sea? You can kiss me underneath the misty moon. She is stunning, she is pretty, she's as warm as I. She's stunning, she's pretty, she's as warm.
Ah, Christ off there. Rooly Bully, that's their take on Heather on the Hill. Irish Radio, a very good afternoon to you. Did you know Hawaiian pizza wasn't created in Hawaii? It was actually created in Ontario in Canada by a Greek immigrant back in 1962. Cracky sound, Pat McCrone. Ah, it's called Erin, Tennessee.
I left Ireland and crossed the Atlantic. At home once more there was no work to find. With a heavy heart I had to make that journey, with thoughts of friends and loved ones on my mind. I landed in New York, then traveled southwards, 'cause city life was never meant for me. I think it must have been God's plan to lead me to a little town called Erin, Tennessee. There I felt I was back in my homeland, far across the sea. Oh, I found a little bit of Ireland way down in Tennessee. Very soon I met a pretty lady. She set my heart of word for all to see. I wanted her to be my one and only, my Southern Belle from Erin, Tennessee. As we walked the hills I told her of my homeland, far across the sea. I found love in that little part of Ireland called Erin, Tennessee. Settled on green rolling pasture, it was there that she took my hand. And we lived and we loved and we raised our children far away from our own native land. Oh, I often tell them of my homeland, far across the sea. But we have a little bit of Ireland here in Erin, Tennessee. Yes, we have a little bit of Ireland here in Erin, Tennessee.
Ah, Christ, a Pat McCrone there, the song called Erin, Tennessee. Did you know that almost all commercially grown artichokes, in fact 99.9%, come from California? One town in particular, Castroville, is nicknamed the artichoke capital of the world.
Hi, DJ Liz Maddox here. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. for Friday Night Country Live here on irishradio.org.
Ah, great song, T.R. Dallas, latest one, it takes me all night long.
I never gave much thought to growing older. I've been young most all my life. When the dimple on my cheek became a wrinkle, I hardly ever looked twice. And you'd think I would have known when my hair stopped growing and time was closing the door. But what brought my attention was when my woman mentioned
didn't bother me none when my memories started fading, or that I can't see or hear anymore. But what got my attention was when my woman mentioned that it takes me all night long to do what I used to do all night long before. I should have been concerned when arthritis took over, but I guess he kind of sneaked up on me. When the trip from the bed to the bathroom got longer, when Arctic got me down on my knees, it never crossed my mind that old father time was slowly closing the door. But what caught my attention was when my woman mentioned that it takes me all night long to do what I used to do all night long before. It didn't bother me none when my memories started fading, or that I can't see or hear anymore. But what got my attention was when my woman mentioned that it takes me all night long to do what I used to do all night long before. That it takes me all night long to do what I used to do all night long before.
Ah, great stuff. T.O. and Alice Smith's release, that takes me all night long. Oh, good one. Did you know pound cake got its name because the original recipe required a pound each of butter, flour, sugar and eggs? That was a lot of cake, but it was actually meant to last for a long time. Good one. Seamus Cairns' original song. Ah, the Turf Bogger's Paradise.
Chair is cold and the wife is old, and I am dying from the cold to the bog. We must go. Phil and Massey and Frantifan, let's get to the bog as fast we can to the bog. We did go. Who's that man in the caravan? That's Dermot O'Brien, the accordion man, to the bog. He did go. He will guide us through the night to make sure we get the best turf on sight to the bog. He did go. Pack up, lads, we have to go. Sun is rising and the moon is low to the bog. We must go. Light the fire and heat the pan. Let's try some tonic kitty bacon ham to the bog. We must go. Oh my God, what is that light? The guardian around the bloody side to jail. We will go. Four square meals and damned and jam. Turf fire burned, you'll beat the band to the jail. We did go. Judge says such a heinous crime, you'll go to jail for a long, long time to the jail. You must go. But I'm a fair and honest man, I'll give you a chance to redeem your clan to the bog. Must go. Pack up, lads, we have to go. Sun is rising and the moon is low to the bog. We must go. Light the fire and heat the pan. Let's try some clonic kitty bacon ham to the bog. We must go. Fill the Massey and the transit van, and get me the best turf that you can to the bog. You must go. Lift the load, just up your van. Tell him it's a gift from the green man to the bog. You must go. Now you folks feel cold at night, try the jail for some respite to the jail. You must go. And if you're lucky, just like me, listen to the turf man from our day to the bog.
we must go. Pack up, lads, we have to go. Sun is rising and the moon is low. To the ball, we must go. Light the fire and heat the pan. Let's try some tonic, if you beg in hand. To the ball, we must go.
Ah, great stuff there, Seamus Kearns and the Turf Boggers, Paradise. That's almost it for me today. Listen, you take care, I shall be back on Saturday. On the way, David Marks. Listen, take care, have a great remainder of Monday. Slán.